guys. Welcome to another episode of the 2 a.m. Club.
Let's I'm Kate.
I'm Kayla. This is Joey. My dog doesn't say much, but
he's just happy to be here.
He's just happy to be here.
Grateful to be a part of this.
I give him trazodone because he has really bad separation anxiety. And he's kind of knocked out. Usually he'd be running around barking. And he was actually pretty knocked out last night, too, at the party.
You should read your poem about everything you've learned from Joey.
I know.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, eventually.
You were like, bark. Bark so the world will hear you.
Bark so your neighbors will press legal action. Which is actually a true story. My neighbors hate Joey.
They complain about him in the apartment group chat.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about an apartment group chat.
Yeah.
Like, this is New York City. I don't want to know my neighbors. I don't want to know anything that they do, but yet I have an apartment group chat.
Can you leave the group chat?
But I think that's very passive aggressive. You know.
Well, should you leave the group chat? Be like, Kayla left the group chat.
Kayla left the group chat. I'd be like, I'll just be like the gossip. Or be like, have you heard? Kayla left the group chat.
It's always a statement, leaving group chats.
It really is a statement.
100%. What was the last group chat you left?
I don't even know. I, like, honestly, every day I'm just on, every day I'm on edge is every day I'm thinking about leaving group chats. Like,
that's fair.
Every single day.
We get added to a lot of group chats, too.
I know we do.
There's always new group chats being made.
It's like, who created the concept of a group chat? I mean, I enjoy it, usually, but...
Well, that's why I switched to this bad boy here.
I swear.
No more group chats.
I never know who to call. Do I call regular Kate? Do I call kg@gmail.com? Like, who do I call? Like, I want you to know, what do you prefer?
So if I'm home, my iCloud.
Okay.
If I'm out and about, my flip phone. But actually, I did try to respond to a group text on this flip phone, and I wouldn't call myself close with everyone in this group chat. And the flip phone responded to everyone in the chat individually. So I had to have a friend announce in the group chat, sorry guys, I tried to respond on a flip phone and had sent it directly to everyone. And just to explain, I wasn't trying to text these people one off.
See, this is why flip phones are extinct.
Dumb
you
phones.
Know, yeah, natural selection.
Yeah.
You know, the weak do not survive.
I think if we go back to flip phones, we need to all go back to flip phones as, like, a society.
No. Because I've seen you try to text on that thing, and it's painful.
It takes hours.
Yeah,
it takes so
really
long.
Really painful.
And then I'm doing, like, the classic, like, text lingo, like,
G2G.
But it's fun.
So today, Kate texted me and was like, hey, can you ask ChatGPT how to write a card for a baptism? I'm like, what? And then I was telling the girls I was at brunch with, and they were like, why? And I was like, yeah, she has a flip phone. She has a flip phone. Well, she actually can't go on ChatGPT.
I just needed a good starting point with what to say on a baptism card. And I ended up not going with what ChatGPT said and just said, welcome to Catholicism, you're gonna love it.
I love it.
And
so
she's maybe 6 months old, this little baby. She can't read.
She can't read.
But I'm hoping that, like, decades from now, she's gonna find this card and be like, oh, ha ha, Cousin Katie's so funny.
So funny.
Look at her.
Look at Cousin Katie.
Such a sense of humor. I was
famous podcaster.
I was on the Long Island Railroad cracking up about, welcome to Catholicism, you're gonna love it.
When you do something, you're like, that is so fucking funny. I, like, literally, like, consistently just...
I know.
It gets old.
No one thinks I'm as funny as I do.
No, same here.
Like,
literally.
My sense of humor, I understand it so well.
I think you're funny. But
thank
I think
you.
You're funny.
I think funny too.
Yeah, I try my best, you know. The next guest doesn't really often find me funny, but we'll introduce her in a second. But
we'll have her rate Kayla's jokes.
Yeah, honestly. She probably would if she could. You know, it's like my family. We're all outgoing, and we'd all want to control everything about each other. You know, including our humor. Mostly our humor.
Well, also, like, a sibling dynamic.
Totally.
Yeah.
We get each other. Yeah. This weekend was fun. We missed you at brunch today. We went to, like, a Gossip Girl brunch.
That's exciting.
It was at the Empire.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool because, first of all, I saw Gossip Girl when I was in high school, but I rewatched it recently.
Oh, nice.
And I'm just picturing, like, Chuck and Blair, and, like, I feel like a weird little, like, Gossip Girl nerd. You know, we all dressed up as if we were, like, on Gossip Girl, and, like...
But that's fun,
though. It was cute. It was really cute.
I love an excuse to dress up.
They had a, so they gave my friend, well, they gave Lindsay a banana split for her birthday. But it was so annoying. I thought they were going to comp it because it's her birthday. But then they put it on the bill. Yeah. And, you know, like, I did not say anything. Yeah. I restrained. Mm-hmm. I restrained. Because I was like, okay, you know what? Whatever. Like, let live.
Yeah.
And then our friend paid for it, thank God. But we got one friend that was taking one for the team.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was nice of us. But, yeah, and we had a disco party. My apartment looks like somebody robbed the 70s. It's fun. I think I'm going to keep it like this for a while. There's tons of different little, like, disco ball balloons and...
Well, I made the mistake of standing back there by the door as people were coming in. So I couldn't leave. And then I also thought it'd be fun to pick up one of these disco balls and play with it. Like this one right here. So I had the ball like this. The door kept hitting me and I kept being pushed further back more and more. And then I almost
Where you went.
That's where I went.
I had no idea where you went.
Then I was like, well, this is it now. I'm going to get knocked over. And then we went up to the loft.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, a lot of people left. Some people left to play Mafia. It's like an imaginary...
I love it.
Playing an imaginary game.
It's so fun.
It's so annoying.
I enjoy it so much.
But I'm also really bad at it, so that's why I hate it. But it's so bad.
I love trying to read people. That's the thing. And this game is all about seeing who's lying, knowing people's tells. It's a lot of fun.
Is it?
I just like learning when people are lying to me, to be honest.
I just don't it gets really crazy. Like, we are adults. Mm-hmm. We are grown adults, and people are cursing each other out over who is Mafia.
I apologized about that.
Good.
I don't actually
people
swear.
Including Kate.
I've never swore at someone.
Kate texted on her flip phone. She's like, I'm sorry,
guys.
I-S-R-Y.
My B L O L.
And then it's sent to a whole group of people. But, one by one.
But no, I don't swear during that game. But there has been times where I felt very gaslit. God, to me.
See, I'm really bad at it because I'm a horrible liar. So when they say, okay, you're Mafia, and I have to defend myself, I start laughing. I don't know why. I just feel like everyone's watching me, and I'm just like, I don't know, this is kind of funny.
You laugh no matter what.
No matter what, really. Yeah. If I'm Mafia, if I'm not Mafia.
There was one time that everyone was convinced I was Mafia, and I seriously wasn't. And they were about to, like, put me on the stand and vote me out, and I was like, I love this, because this means you guys really don't know when I'm lying to you, if you really think I'm Mafia right now.
Yo, Mafia's kind of like life, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta decipher the liars, but...
I mean, I've, like, figured out when close friends are lying to me from knowing their tells in this game.
Well, I guess everyone's lying to me then, because I have no idea. No clue.
Still haven't figured it out. No clue. You'd be, like, surprised how many little, like, things pop up outside of the game.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, totally.
I guess that's my toxic trait, is trying to read stuff outside of the game.
Like, oh, now I can read, like, a book.
Exactly.
Yeah, someone cursed at me and said that my defense was a stupid defense. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm just out here trying to have a fun time, and you're cursing me.
Were you Mafia that game?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not even fun.
It's not even worth it, you know? I came out to have a really good time, and I'm feeling really attacked right now. You know?
Did you get a my B, LOL?
My B. It was Kate with one finger.
My B, LOL.
It's like my grandpa used to always do that. He would be, like, writing emails with one finger.
Aww.
That's you.
Well, yeah. We learned had typing class in elementary school.
Aww.
Yeah, did you guys?
Yeah, we did, too.
Okay.
It was really fun, actually.
Yeah.
We also,
did
like,
you? Oh, we'll ask you later.
We have somebody next to us. Come on out. All right. This is Sophie. Come on out.
I want to know. Okay. I just need to ask.
He's fine.
He's drugged.
Update. My dog is fine. All right. So, the vet says it was okay to give him trazodone.
He's like knocked out. We keep making eye contact over here.
No.
He's there's Aunt Sophie.
Mm-hmm. He loves his mom so much, which I get. I totally get. But so he can't stay home by himself. And so he has to be really knocked out, you know? I wish someone would knock me out.
So we can't do that anymore.
After this weekend.
I can if you want me to.
Sophie has a nice left hand.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Boom. So, we've been there before.
I drop kicked her brother in the nuts when I was
younger. Oh, yeah.
There was one time.
Three times.
I went to throw something at my brother and I accidentally hit him in the nuts. And like, aww. There was this guy that was like in my sister's grade that... older than me, that was kind of cute, and he saw it and he was like, I can't believe you just did that to your younger brother. That is not okay. And I was like, hey. It was an accident.
Sorry.
Like, I've never seen anyone defend my brother so hard. But, like, the time I accidentally hit him in the head.
He's like, you don't understand. Yeah. You wouldn't get it.
Like, he really shamed me. This, like, older high school boy.
Wow. He's like, I know what it's like. Okay, I have nuts too.
He's an older sister for sure.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah, he did actually.
Okay, that makes sense. He's defending himself. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to just, like, spit on Sam a lot. Mm-hmm. That was my defense. Like,
Stupid imbecile.
Yeah. Well, your brother was the middle child. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm the oldest. Obviously, Sophie's the youngest.
I'm the youngest. You wouldn't know that, though.
No.
Oh. So mature. Eldest child personality.
Eldest child. No. No, I wouldn't consider that.
Okay. What was Kayla like growing up? Was she funny?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of... You are funny.
Oh, no.
That I'll give you. Even though you said you wouldn't think that.
Thanks.
I feel like you've always been very funny.
Thank you.
But, like, she was always getting into trouble when you were growing up.
Ooh, what was really?
She kind of set the tone for all of us.
That's great.
She was grounded every weekend.
Awesome.
Every weekend.
Do you remember Aunt Beth, one of her aunts, used to be like, you should have a YouTube channel called I'm Grounded.
Literally every single time you'd be with a family member or anything, they'd be like, Kayla, what's new? She'd be like, I'm grounded.
Was it like the same stuff?
In my defense.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
In my defense, I had really bad ADHD, okay? And I would leave the garage open, and my mom would ground me.
Well, yeah, stuff got, like, stolen from our garage.
What was stolen?
Bikes.
Nice
bikes. Suitcases, I think.
Those are pretty expensive suitcases.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, in my defense, that's a lot of work.
She was also at an interesting high school.
Yeah, I mean, closing the garage is too much admin. Way too much admin.
I could see you coming back in, like, after, like, your whole garage was stolen, just being like, oops, that was me. Yeah. My bad.
No, I wouldn't say anything. I'd be like, oh, whoa.
Who did that?
They'd be like, who left the garage open? And Kayla'd be like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? It could have, maybe. I don't know.
See, if Sophie and I played Mafia, Sophie would always know I'm lying.
I don't know what Mafia is, honestly.
You don't
we could play it right now. I have the Mafia cards.
No.
I don't know if that's the best use of your time.
No one asked for that.
That is true.
Like, literally.
We did use a lot of time trying to set up the mics.
So. Yeah.
I have been playing a lot of cards lately, though. I brought them out with me last night.
That's so cool.
I know.
Wow.
Well, I was convincing everyone that I knew magic tricks, and I don't.
Oh, okay.
But everyone believed me. Until
did you show
I, like,
a magic trick?
Yeah, but it wasn't a real one. Okay. I just be like, is this your card? But then people were like, wait, oh, show me a magic trick, who, like, saw me doing it, and it was not executed very well.
Were people, like, coming to you just for magic?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, people came up to me later on in the night, and they were like, I saw you doing a magic trick. Can you do one? And I was like, I'm off duty now. I'm sorry. You have to wait in line.
I'm on a break.
Maybe next weekend.
You know, like, drunk people are probably the best people to trick with magic
tricks.
Totally,
yeah. I just, like, held their card, and I was like, here's your card!
Whoa.
No, honestly, magic tricks, if you can do, like, a cool trick, people will come to you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Our grandpa used to have a magic trick, he did. Do you remember with the... take the Kleenex...
That's not, like, a magic trick.
I thought it was really cool.
I think he did, like, the thing with, like, your thumb, where you're like...
No, it wasn't the thumb. He
got your
so
thumb.
He would take...
Yeah.
So, obviously, he always had Kleenex on him, because he's a grandpa.
Uh-huh.
And so he took, like, the thing that... like,
oh, you
close the Kleenex.
Joey's like,
good morning!
Treat in your hand for me?
Treat. Rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
Okay, sorry.
So,
what's your story?
So
spit
basically,
it
like, he... It's really not that great of a story. This is just, like, the story from last week about...
when you got dust in
dust
your
in
eye.
My eyes, yeah. But you know what? I want to go back to that story. Fuck this story. I want to go back to that story.
The dust
I
story?
Almost died.
You got dust in your eye?
She got dust in her eye.
I could not. I was walking.
It was
home,
windy.
But I could barely see.
It was windy.
That's crazy. I actually almost died yesterday. Do you want to hear my story now?
No.
I didn't want to tell Kayla this earlier because I'm like, I'll tell you when we're recording.
Yeah, perfect.
So yesterday I was walking down the street on 3rd Avenue in Murray Hill.
Nice.
And I'm walking with my boyfriend and all of a sudden I just got hit in the back with something. And I was like, what was it? Did a bird shit on
it
me or
me.
Something?
Yeah.
And someone, these little kids on a bike rode past us and threw a tomato at me.
Oh, that's so mean.
And they said, tomato! And they biked away.
Honestly, it could have been worse. It could have been worse than
a
cherry.
It was a cherry tomato.
Oh, okay. So
but
it's like
still
little...
like exploded on me.
Good thing it wasn't an egg. and yeah. egg could do some damage.
Okay. Yeah, it was ridiculous, though, and I don't like tomatoes.
No, that was the most ironic thing I was about to say that. No, Sam and Sophie literally had a strike. They went on a strike. They would not have any tomatoes, tomato sauce, anything red, really.
Why?
I wouldn't say that. I just
not
don't
even
like
marinara.
No, I like tomato sauce. I just don't like tomatoes on their own. Like,
I get that.
The raw ones.
That makes sense. Like,
this
in a sandwich.
Disgusting. I almost, like, threw up when this happened. I made Andrew, like, wipe it off of me.
You knew it was on your back and that was enough. Yeah. Enough to get you.
He was like, can you wipe this off me? He's like, I don't have anything. I'm like, use your hands. Like,
Duh.
We're over.
It was very traumatizing, but I survived, just like you with your dust.
I think, you know what? I think this is a lesson. This is a lesson that tomatoes are not that bad.
Well, I don't understand. They couldn't have used a cucumber or, like, anything else. Why a tomato?
A giant cucumber.
That would have hurt. Cucumber.
Like, I guess that would have hurt.
What would be the best fruit in that scenario?
Like,
it's a vegetable.
A grape?
Yeah.
Maybe. A tomato is a fruit.
Oh.
Anything with seeds is a fruit.
Maybe like a...
Peppers are technically
like
a fruit.
Peppers are a few... Hold on, Sophie. Peppers are
okay, a pepper would have been so much better.
Oh, you think? Mm-hmm. Well, those are lighter.
They won't explode.
It's got more, like, air in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just don't understand, like, why are these little boys doing that on a Saturday afternoon?
I guess they're bored. How old were they?
I don't know. In my head, they're little boys, but they probably were, like, not that little.
They're, like, 15.
Where's your mom?
That's sadder, though, if they're 15 and that's what they're doing for fun. Mm-hmm.
I remember one time I was biking home on a city bike. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course,
I would love to see
I was
that.
On my motorcycle. Okay.
moped.
Moped. And I was biking home. I'm just like out here biking. All of a sudden, all these kids were like riding with one wheel,
mm-hmm.
with like their wheel up
a
in
wheelie?
The air. No, not even that. And there were like five of them, but they were riding so close to me. I almost thought I was gonna die. And I'm like, what kind of kid? Like, do they have a death wish? Like, why do they want to, like, why is that cool?
Kids think they're invincible.
It's crazy. I think I yelled at them. I think I was a total Karen.
Well, were they going to hit you, or you just thought they were going to fall?
Both.
Okay. Double homicide.
Double homicide, yeah. We both were dead.
Murder-suicide.
Is that how Mafia goes?
No, but we could play it that way.
Mm. No, okay. One time we played Mafia, and there was, like, 17 characters. I swear. And
I feel like this is, like, so not relatable for anyone who's never played Mafia. No offense.
Okay, if you don't drink, this is what we do. We just play imaginary games. Just kidding. That's a total joke. I'm against imaginary games.
We do a lot. We go to bars.
We go to bars, yeah.
What else do?
We
go to concerts.
You guys have a lot of parties in this apartment.
This apartment has seen a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Seen a lot of things. Kim's legendary sober party. New Year's Eve.
Oh my god, yeah. See, things can get pretty wild, too, in sobriety, let me tell you.
People keep bringing up this party.
Still?
Like, years later. It's
years later now.
I wasn't there. Kayla was there. This was before I made friends with everyone.
This was,
do people, like, do other stuff at these parties? Like, do people smoke and stuff? Or no?
People vape.
People vape.
Because I feel like that's what I've noticed. A lot of people are, like, do cigarettes and vapes or whatever.
Zen pouches.
Yeah.
Zens, yeah. No, so that party, we played Truth or Dare, which was
so
very high school prom, but it was actually really funny.
7 minutes in heaven.
Because, no, but I did make out with somebody twice.
Did you tell me about this? I think you did.
I think you did. And then one guy, like, took his shirt off and had to, like, slide down in his socks down the hallway.
I feel like that's not
wild.
That big of a deal.
No, but it was, like, it was kind of fun. Because,
like,
it was different.
In this apartment? Or?
No, not in this apartment.
Well, so I was going to say, I feel like you have, like, one other neighbor.
Yeah. No, I also made out with this guy who I had hooked up at the beginning of sobriety. He told me that after we hooked up that all the promises were coming true.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that. What a liar.
Woohoo! He's, like, very excited. Line. Yeah, he's like, I am so happy for the rest of my life.
Aww.
After we hooked up.
And then you never spoke again?
And then we hooked up one more time, and then we never spoke again.
Sounds about right.
And then he came over to play Mafia that one time years later.
Oh, my God.
And that was funny.
That was funny. And I was like, oh, hi.
That he was the Mafia.
But
he killed Kayla.
He killed you?
I know.
That's a way to get back at them.
Chivalry is dead.
The bar is here. The bar is low. Extremely low. I went on a date this weekend. And
congrats.
How was it?
It was good.
Are you gonna see him again?
No.
Why?
Yeah, because, okay, so I get teeth? There. So first cheesy of all, mustache. I have to... So not yellow teeth, not cheesy mustache. Oh, ADHD. But I have to say that there was another red flag before the yellow teeth, okay? Mm-hmm. Our first date, you know...
Wait, I think there needs to be more context.
Okay, so I went on... So as we said in the last pod, mm-hmm. if you were listening, I talked about this guy with yellow teeth and, like, you know, a lot of plaque and honestly, like, look like something was growing in there. Not cheese, but different that's guy. Another different one. Guy. Yeah.
You, multiple. Similar color, but...
Yeah. Easy to get them mixed up.
Yeah.
But so on our first date, you know, sometimes you conveniently forget things because you're excited.
Yeah.
And on our first date, you know...
Well, okay, for context... This came up because Kayla goes to sit down to dinner with me, and she's like, oh, I've been talking to this guy. Like, I think I need to stop talking to him because his teeth are yellow. And I was like, that's ridiculous. But also, like, how is... Okay, tell me more. What's the context? And she starts explaining him, and there are, like, 1,000 other red flags aside from the yellow teeth. I'm like, okay, so it's not because his teeth are yellow. It's because you guys went on a date, and you can explain the story.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Sophie, for just...
Well, we needed the setup, so...
Setting the it's context. Funny that way, sorry. You know, thank you. You're hilarious, so it makes sense. So, context, yes. Yes, indeed. I did want to stop dating him, but before that, on our first date, you know, I'm sober. Like, I don't drink, so, you know, I'm not that... Thank you. I'm really not that expensive of a date. Like, just give me a sparkling water. Maybe that's, like, $2. Mm-hmm. $3. Someplace, $10. Someplace is $10. It's unfortunate. But at this very place, we walked in, and to give you some context, too, I was about 15 minutes late. So,
classic.
Yeah. And I went to the wrong place.
Classic.
And so we sat outside, and the guy just brought us water. And... He didn't say, hey, do you want anything? Hey, would you like a sparkling water, a splash of cranberry? No. Nothing. I got nothing. So, you know what? I've lived and learned from this situation. I realize I deserve more than this.
Do you think he was passive-aggressive because you were 15 minutes late?
I don't know. I have to ask my therapist about that.
Maybe he just really liked water.
Maybe. And he assumed, like, you did, too.
You know, Sophie's first word was agua.
Oh.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
It was poo.
Close.
Your second word was agua.
It was definitely not agua.
Yeah, it was water.
Early on into my childhood, I was speaking a little bit Spanish. I know, you're all jealous, but it's okay.
Bilingual from
bilingual.
The start.
Bilingual. Yeah. I don't know where you got... Oh, you probably got
I did
Spanish
learn. From... I did. You're right. I did say agua pretty early on.
Yeah, Sophie and I had like 15 million housekeepers and babysitters as kids.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back to your original story. So
it's like, I also haven't even... a little sidetracked.
Also, we haven't even introduced.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Sophie.
I haven't even introduced myself, so I'm Kayla's sister.
And that makes more sense. So
this is a random
I'm just
girl.
Her personal bully. I follow her around humbling her, so... Thank this you for a, having me.
This is a random girl I found on the street. I don't know what she's talking about. I think, yeah. She doesn't humble me. Okay. So, yeah. This is my sister. Sophie, tell us more about yourself. Name, age, star sign.
Okay.
Are you in a relationship?
Tell us more while I get my seltzer.
Okay. I will do that. Hi, everyone. I'm Sophie Hefter. I'm Kayla's sister. Younger sister by 5 years. Not to age you. I also live in New York City. I won't say where, just in case, you know, this blows up. And
the address is.
And I also don't want to get made fun of, so. And
Santa Claus Lane.
I graduated from college 2 years ago, and I've been living here. It's been great. I'm in a relationship. And that's been good.
Yeah, we have a lot of questions because this is a real-life person in a real-life relationship in New York City.
They met on a dating app, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so it's a success story.
We
yeah.
are a success story.
They are. They're going to go on, like, a Hinge reunion. You know, they're going to go meet with the founder of Hinge.
I feel like they could hire us for a commercial or something.
That's a great idea.
That'd be great. But, no, I met him on Hinge. It was interesting, though, because... So we met... We matched on Hinge, and I... What?
He was looking at Kate, who has a giant balloon.
It was actually much more comfortable than the way I was sitting before.
You needed a pillow or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
You get it. I get it. Anyways, okay, so we met on Hinge. We matched on Hinge, and immediately I was like, I know this guy. I don't know why. I feel like I've met him before or something. One of my friends knows him or something like that. And I honestly didn't really respond to people that much on Hinge unless I kind of, like, maybe knew them or something. Mm-hmm. And responded, we started talking, and then a few weeks into it, he was like, hey, you know, we've matched before. Like, I recognized you when we've matched. Have you not heard this?
Well, I have.
He goes, about, like, 3 weeks in, he tells me, oh, yeah, you know, we've matched on Hinge before in the past. And I was like, wait, that makes so much sense. That's why you look so familiar. And he's like, yeah, you ghosted me. And I realized, I looked back, and I had, one of my prompts was, let me aux, like, or, like, the key to my heart is just to let me aux. I love to play music.
Jesus
and he
Christ.
Said, who would you play? And I said, Fred again. I love Fred again. And he said, I don't know who that is. And so I sent him the red flag emoji. Mm-hmm. And then he sent me a bunch of other texts and was like, I listened, but he's not even that good. And then I posted it on my private story, a screenshot, and I was like, I hate Hinge. And then 6 months later, we found each other again, and now we've been together for a year.
Sometimes it just takes the second shot.
Yeah, never give up on your mid matches. You know?
Well, I do think just in general, like, when you meet someone twice, like, I don't know, for some reason, I feel like a lot of people have a story like that.
I have, like, 8 repeat matches on Hinge.
There you go.
Well, nothing's ever come of it. So.
Never give up. All right, never give up.
I just rematched with this guy for literally, I think, the 8th time.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Some of those are like, that's a little too much.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Like, he'll stop deleting it and re-downloading it. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Should I just unmatch him at this point?
No, never give up. Keep going.
I mean, he's cute.
Is there banter? Like, what are you talking?
Well, we were talking about brunch last I looked at the messages.
Just be like...
I never respond either.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, then that's one thing.
I mean, I feel like if you lose interest, that makes sense. But also, I don't know, like, if he's not... I feel like you know if you'll vibe with someone. Like, you can kind of tell. And if you don't think you'll actually vibe, you shouldn't waste your time.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I was. I was like, I don't really want to respond to these guys who I feel like I'm definitely not going to get along with or wouldn't have stuff in common with.
Yeah, that's true.
Well... Probably since you've been off Hinge, they have a new update where you have to respond or you can't have 8 messages waiting for your response to like someone else. So you can't anyone until you respond to your other messages.
I hate that. I hate that so much. Because I'm like, let me live. Let me find new men.
Well, then I'm like trying to like a profile and it's like you have too many chats waiting. And then I'll just go answer one chat with like a stupid response. Or unmatch someone.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, you're not worth it.
Yeah. It's like the throwaway chat.
Yeah. But I've heard that you meet your husband twice.
Really?
Yeah.
Explain.
I think that you can meet them twice. I don't know where I heard that. Maybe Reddit?
Meaning you meet them in one context, and then they come back into your life in another context, and
yes,
that's your husband?
Like,
I mean, that's what happened with our parents.
I know. It's super cute.
Our parents went on a date, and our parents, like, I don't know if you've spoken about this, they're just, like, a very, like... They're a perfect couple.
No,
honestly.
My mom is... Well, our mom. My mom.
She's mine. What the fuck? Your mom.
Our mom is very outgoing, like, fun, and, like, life of the party. And then our dad is very, like, chill.
He's fun, too.
He's fun. No, he's fun. But he's also very, like... He would be very happy in a farm in the middle of nowhere, and our mother would go crazy.
No, well, I also just think their relationship has a really solid foundation.
Yeah.
The way that they communicate with one another
most of the time. Sometimes they...
pretty solid.
I used to have nightmares that our mom will run away to... My mom. Will run away to Las Vegas, and then they would get divorced.
What?
I was, like, deathly afraid that she would leave and they would get divorced.
Why Las Vegas?
I don't know. I think I was reading a book about...
And how to run away to Vegas?
About a mom,
About a mom who ran away to Vegas?
Yeah.
Wow. Luckily that hasn't happened yet.
Mom's still around.
Hopefully it won't.
Mommy!
But no, our parents met and they went on a date and they didn't really like each other. And then a year later they met again.
Yeah.
And now they're here 30 years later.
I know. They're really cute. They are.
They are very cute.
Yeah.
But I think that's for me, like, what made it... I think for a lot of people when they start dating... or like a lot of people who have parents who aren't together or something like that, yeah, or like a really bad situation, they have a hard time getting into a relationship and having like commitment and stuff. Yeah. But I almost feel like I have the same thing, but because my parents were such a good couple.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
I put too much pressure yeah, on, and also like, I needed to find the right person.
I feel like, well, I don't want to speak for you, but I feel like you found your boyfriend when you weren't really looking.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember all of a sudden you're like, this is Andrew, we're hooking up. And now he's my boyfriend. And I was like, oh. That's great.
Kind of. I guess that's
like,
how
it literally was very quick.
Well, you met him, like, right when we started dating. That's why.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'd been talking for, like, a few months.
Oh, that makes sense.
But, no, I think, like, I agree, though, with that. I think it was... I also feel like we just, like, didn't put any pressure. We just ended up, like, fitting together so well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're never, like, trying to make anything work that wouldn't work. Yeah. Like, we just kind of ended up just getting along so well immediately.
Yeah, and it totally just feels right.
So. Yeah, 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 exactly.
It's like when I met Joe.
Exactly, yeah. Get right into your arms.
There are friends where that, like, it just kind of feels right. Like, this is a close
good
friend.
Friendship.
Like,
yeah, that's true.
Just, like, romantic.
Totally. Yeah, exactly.
I think that's so true.
Go where it's warm.
Yeah, I love that.
I love that, too.
You told me that, and that's something that I keep in the back of my mind now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's also, like, I appreciate, like, I think there's also some friends, like, you don't have, like, every single thing in common with, but you just get along so well that it doesn't even matter. Like, you could do anything and you would still get along. Same with, like, relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think communication is key for any good relationship, whether it's romantic, friendship.
Well, when Kate and I have Kate and Kayla days, I'm like, Kate, I miss you.
Wait, I was going to ask a question about Hinge.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, what was your question?
Do you guys see a difference if a guy gives you a like versus a rose on Hinge?
I usually don't get roses from guys that I would typically match with, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, same here. I also feel like a rose is more serious. Like, they're looking to marry you.
Mm. Oh, so, I mean, is that good?
Like, they're...
Okay. As opposed to
just casually. They're like, rose? All right, cool.
Yeah.
Be there with the wedding ring.
Well, I was going to say, because Andrew sent me a rose, and he's like, that's why, like, it's because I sent you a rose. That's why you responded. Well, and I was like, I honestly didn't even notice.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't notice the difference.
See, I was kidding, but usually, like, with roses... Well, when you give somebody a rose, it's obviously you think that they're attractive. And usually, like, it's so funny, the guys that I have to give roses to, you know, the one section that's like, oh, you can give a rose to these people,
the standout,
are so much more good looking.
They do that on purpose.
They literally do.
The algorithms,
crazy.
Yeah. Maybe I was there for Andrew.
Yep.
I don't know about that.
That one.
I've seen some guys we know in standouts, and I'm just like,
you're not a standout.
These guys.
If they knew it.
That would be a fun dating app where you can, like, actually, like, put in comments and be like, wait, I know this person. Don't put them on standout.
Wait, it's literally like, are we dating the same guy?
Like, there should be, like, an app version of that.
There used to be an app where you can set your friend up with somebody.
I think there is.
Remember that?
There's so many nowadays. Like, I think my friends told me about one where, like, you can choose, like, a reservation you want to go to.
Wait, back to that was what I was talking about. Okay, full circle, ADHD moment. Back to it. A couple moments. So back to my story. So
which
Marvel.
Story? There's been a few that haven't been finished.
I just have really bad ADHD.
All right, we got
that's
you.
Why I didn't
so,
close the
Marvel.
Garage. Never close the garage. Okay, so Marble. Marble's a dating app, and basically you make the reservation, or the guy makes a reservation at a nice restaurant, and it can be it's in West Village. Usually, like, they're kind of in downtown area, the ones that I get. And I decided to make my own date, because you can, and I made a reservation on Resy, and... You can either invite somebody on the standouts page, or people can just apply for the date that you put up there. And let me tell you, the guys that applied for my date were very interesting. Mm. Very interesting themselves.
It's polite.
Yes. Very, yeah. But I then invited somebody from the standout section, and he said yes.
Is this the date you went on this weekend?
On Monday.
Oh.
Yeah. And... So,
Where was the reservation?
So, the reservation was at Layla. It's this restaurant in the Upper West Side.
Oh.
Maybe that's really
why you guys
funny.
Weirdos. I've never heard of that restaurant.
Exactly. Like, well, my name's Kayla, and it's Layla, so, like...
Close enough.
No, close enough. Mm-hmm. Perfect. And so, it's kind of funny, because Layla is really close to my apartment. And so perfect. I like stepped out of my apartment and like saw him basically across the street.
Was he catfish?
No, he was.
I mean, that's a good test, though.
Yeah, it's a good test.
To your apartment, exactly. And see if they're catfish.
Exactly. And then, so I've never had a catfish.
Really?
Have you had a catfish?
Never had catfish. I went to school in New Orleans, so I've had catfish.
I was gonna say, like,
she got the funny gene. Anyway,
catfishing is a thing where, like, if a guy's profile he is only wearing hats, that usually means he's hiding. He's bald.
Yeah, that's losing a, that is true.
I've never heard of hats.
Well, I feel like there's that. There's like guys being really short.
Yeah,
they always know about the height.
If hatfishing, it's okay. If he's hatfished, take him to Turkey. Mm-hmm. Turkey is where you get your hair.
Like literally.
No, literally.
You can grow some there.
Our friend went to Turkey to get hair.
A few friends went to Turkey to get hair.
Seriously?
Yeah. Like it's a thing for men to go to Turkey and get hair transplants.
Yeah.
Wow.
For cheap.
Yeah. It's crazy.
But isn't the recovery like a really long time?
Kind of. I mean, their faces blow up for like 3 or 4 days, mm-hmm. and then it just like looks really like spotty, and then it grows back in. Like it looks bad for like 3 or 4 weeks,
and then it's like, oh, you have a head of hair.
Yeah,
yeah. But this guy had hair, and
his
hair is good.
And
check.
We were talking. He was a lawyer, and he kept just name dropping, and
like name dropping who.
Just, like, random DJs he saw, and he's like, oh, I'm gonna make this place in the financial district my spot. And I was thinking to myself, I do not have a spot. In fact, you want to play Mafia? And
I have a spot, I play Mafia.
Or I don't play Mafia, and I still get a corner. And I was like, oh, God, like, my apartment's spot? Like, it's where I throw parties? And then we were talking about reality TV, and he brought it back to him. He's like, oh, you should follow me around in Montauk. That's real reality TV. And this is when I went to the bathroom.
The fuck?
This is when I went to the bathroom, and our brother actually accidentally FaceTimed me, because that's our relationship. Love you, Sam. And
who did he mean to call? Like, accidentally FaceTiming is wild to me.
We did. We'll have him next time on the pod so he can tell us.
Should we phone him in?
Phone him in. Sam.
Oh my god. Sorry. Okay, continue your story.
So, anyway, I FaceTime and I'm like, Sam, I'm on a very interesting date right now. And she was like, he was just like laughing at me. And I was like, well, this was a lot of help. Thank you very much.
He could have faked an emergency for you.
I know. But I like went back in, and then it ended up being an okay date. But one of those dates where like, you know what? You're like, this isn't going well, so I'm going to tell them every little embarrassing thing about me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like the worst. And then it just, like, spirals and continues on and on. Like, you keep saying more stuff.
So much. Mm-hmm. So much stuff, yeah.
Been there.
A lot, yeah. And just to be like, okay, whatever, this might not be going anywhere. Yeah. And it was actually funny. Yeah.
You put yourself out there.
He said, all my friends are alcoholics. I was like, okay, well, all my friends don't drink. There's an issue.
Balance there.
And you could introduce them.
Yeah, exactly. But he was nice. I actually told him about the pod, and he's like, I'm totally going to end up in the pod. And I'm like, yeah, well, here we go.
Oh. Did he, like, any other things about him he said that were
relevant? No, I honestly, like, thought he was cool. I didn't think we were, like, a love match. Maybe I'll meet him again. You know?
Second time.
You know, I hear you meet the love of your life twice.
Maybe he'll show up in AA next year.
Maybe.
He could.
He could. You know, exactly. I love that. Maybe I'll match with him on Hinge and then match with him again or something.
Yeah, maybe he'll know Fred again now.
Yeah, exactly. Again.
Again.
Fred again.
He'll know Fred again.
Again.
Full circle. But yeah, he thought it was funny. That's what matters.
Wow.
Did he text you after?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was interested.
And we talked about, so mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago, I went to a taping of The Room, mm-hmm. you know, it's the movie that The Dictator was based off of, mm-hmm. and Tommy Wiseau, the crazy director, was there, and he's like, he's so wild, and there's this line, it's like, oh, hi, Mark, and so when he texted me, because we were talking about that in the date, mm-hmm. and so he gave me his number on the app, and I texted him, oh, hi, Mark. And I thought that was really funny.
That is funny.
It is funny. Thank you.
Already have inside jokes with him.
Yeah. Exactly. Look at insiders.
I feel like there's potential here.
He has not texted me.
Okay.
Maybe he will in 6 months.
Goodbye, Mark.
Goodbye, Mark.
Will you match again?
It's really funny. You know what? Oh, goodbye, Mark.
Goodbye, Mark.
Goodbye, Mark.
Goodbye.
For now. Ta-ta. Thank you next.
Exactly.
Have you been on any fun dates? Not recently. No.
Okay. No.
But I matched with this guy recently.
Really?
And so he chatted me, and then I get a text from this random number on my flip phone, and my contacts didn't transfer over, so I have to look up all the numbers from my iCloud. And so this text message from this random number was like, hey, I saw you on Hinge. I'm a little late, but would you want to grab coffee sometime?
Aww.
So I looked up the number, and it was that guy that I had matched with on Hinge. We had apparently matched summer 2023.
Perfect.
And we're texting mm-hmm. and never met up. And
you meet twice.
He remembered me, I guess. Like, wow. He yeah, still wow. had my number saved.
That's so nice.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens there.
You never know.
You never know.
Maybe you'll meet him twice.
Maybe.
Sounds
we
like
we matched it. This the second time matching.
So she has met him twice.
Boom! Theory proves.
But I do need to text him back. It's been like over a week.
Okay, text him. Why? What do you have
to
lose?
Text him right now.
Yeah, yes! Text him right now.
I'll flip him.
Oh, hi.
We're going to time how long.
WYD.
See, now I got to scroll through my messages and find.
Okay, it will take her about 3 hours. We'll
okay,
see.
We'll do some ASMR. Did you explain the flip phone, like why you have one?
Yeah.
I think I did, actually. I don't think he judged.
No, I'm saying to the podcast.
Oh. Well, on my Hinge profile, I have two truths and a lie. One is, I have a flip phone, I can solve a Rubik's Cube, and I auditioned for The Voice.
You didn't audition for The Voice.
I didn't audition for The Voice.
I didn't know you can solve a Rubik's Cube.
In a minute and a half, yeah.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
That's
See,
that's
my students have all these impressive. Different weird types of Rubik's Cubes. Like, they're like two parts of the cube instead of like eight. And I'm like, what do you
mean?
They're reinventing
like
the wheel.
A small one?
Like
I see the ones
one.
That are like a sphere or something.
I found the text.
Mm-hmm.
He said, hey, Kate, what's up? Sorry, I'm the worst. I just saw you again on Hinge, and I'd be down to grab a drink this week or next if you're around. I said, hey, that'd be great. Gee, think we're a year's overdue for that, LOL. Then I said, I think we're 2 years. Sorry, damn flip phone,
I think
LOL.
You, she literally did not write G-E-E. She wrote G.
Like G, because I meant to type in I with predictive text, and it automatically goes to the first letter. So when I'm typing predictive text, do you guys know what that is?
What is
no.
predictive text?
So it's...
Oh, like when it shows up and it says what you
Yeah,
it
guesses
okay.
what you're saying just by
yeah.
pressing
uh-huh.
one button mm-hmm. instead of three or four.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think, I didn't know a flip phone could do that.
Yeah, I didn't know a flip phone could text.
Well, flip phones nowadays, Jesus.
I know.
We were
so
kids
advanced.
And we had these. We could like.
We did not have that.
But he said, I was free tomorrow. This is like 2 weeks
he
ago
He said,
now,
I know.
So.
Sorry, haha.
I'm
free tomorrow, though, if you're around. Or next week, too. Going to a wedding from Friday to Sunday. He wants you to go to the wedding.
Already. Just meet the whole
oh
family.
My God.
This is what I need to do. What should I text back now that it's been 2 weeks?
Okay. Be like, sorry, I was in the shower.
Hey, LOL, sorry for the delay here.
Sorry, I've been crafting this text for the past 2 weeks on my flip phone.
Sorry, I was on the subway.
Oh my god, this is brutal, because there's not even, like, a thing to press each letter. Like, you have to select between three different letters.
This
yeah.
is, like, trauma for
okay,
me.
Let me get a predictive text, and we can see if it's faster.
Really trauma.
Okay, LOL, sorry for the... D, see, you spelled delay wrong. Delay.
You just put
I,
D, lay, no
G.
E.
You keep doing G instead of I.
In the shower.
No, you keep doing G.
I gotta go back and fix it.
I can't look. This is giving me anxiety.
No, not roads. Okay, in the shower.
Yo, I might get a flip phone now. It's
no.
enticing.
You're already, like, chronically late. I can't even imagine if you had a flip phone.
And also chronically lost. I need Google Maps.
Mm-hmm. You're pretty at the subway, though.
Yeah, I know, right? Mm-hmm. I've been getting good at it. Do you take the subway nowadays?
I... Sometimes.
Did you Uber over here?
No, I actually did subway.
Oh, okay,
with
good,
my
good,
friend.
Good.
I like
good.
When I'm in company, I feel
yeah,
okay.
Not by yourself.
Sometimes it scares me by myself. But I also
yeah.
just... I don't commute to work, so...
That's true. That's true. My commute.
Sent.
Oh.
Oh, but it
oh.
did if be down instead of I'd be down.
I think
if
he gets it.
Down.
I think he gets it.
You sound Are
very,
you sure? I don't
yeah,
know if
yeah.
he would. I feel like you never know.
It's, I think he gets
it's
it.
It's very Shakespearean.
Okay.
If be down. If be down, I would like to grab a coffee. Actually, I'd,
be
like,
down.
I'd like to grab a water.
Some afternoon tea.
No, just an ice water.
No lemon.
No
water.
Lemon. Well, also, okay,
bringing it back to this same story with you.
Did you finish it?
There was another, no, there was another date you went on with him where you, like, asked to order food, and he was like, no, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is with this guy?
It was the same guy?
No. I have another story that hasn't made it to the pod yet. So,
but this is the same guy?
No, different guy.
Different guy. This is the same guy.
This is a different guy.
So you did meet him twice?
So, no, different one. So I had two dates with the guy that we had. First it was water, then it was yellow teeth. This one, next one.
Cheese mustache?
Yes, I did talk about cheese mustache. This one, we went on two dates, and the first date, he'd never had oysters before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never. So we went to the Mermaid Inn, great oysters, by the way, and we only got two oysters, one for me, one for him.
Was it like $5 an oyster?
No, it might have been less.
Well, maybe he, like, if he hasn't had them before, maybe he doesn't know that you don't eat just one.
No, I think he knew that. No, at one point, like, the person next to us, like, kept taking down food, and I was, like, looking at him, like, I wish that was me.
Oh, God, that's so awkward.
But it was really fun. We were bantering. We were, like having fun. Like,
Kayla's, like, joking. Feed me.
Wait, were the waiters, like, do you want anything else?
We kept joking about that, because we were, like, oh, like, haha, look, they're, like, we're literally ordering nothing.
Well, that's cute if, like, you were so busy talking and laughing that, like, you didn't have time to look at the menu and order.
Yeah. And then the next date was also, like, kind of when I was, like, I don't know if this is just, like, the gig here. Like, it's not just
mustache
a bit.
Mustache smells.
No, that was a different one.
Okay.
This was, I don't know if this was just a bit. This was, like, I thought maybe, like, the one oyster was kind of a bit, you know, it was cute. No, so then we got four oysters this time.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, actually, there's a second date where you had four oysters instead of two?
Yes. You literally cannot make up my dating life. But then, I was, like, kind of hungry. And I was like, oh, should we get food? He was like, yeah. He's like, he was very slow. Very slow man. And it took us a long time to figure out, because I don't want to be too pushy. Like, I'm hungry. Feed me.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's surprising for you.
I know.
On a second
date. You have
date.
Said that before.
I get hangry, all right? I'm a whole different person when I'm hungry. But I was trying to play it cool. And finally, we settled on something, but it was mostly, like, what he wanted, and it was really awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the food, and we were, like, kind of eating it, and, like, it wasn't, like, a full, it felt really weird.
What did you get?
And then, I don't even remember, like, salmon and salad or something, but, yeah, safe to say there was not a next date. You know, like, okay, I came out of that date, we also, like, did putt-putt, but I came out of the date, and I was, like,
This is the weirdest date ever.
Oysters and putt-putt.
Four oysters and putt-putt.
This is what happens when you don't drink. You know, you just get four oysters and putt-putt.
I guess.
I like putt-putt.
I love putt-putt.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's
laser tag. That's
you
fun.
Would love a laser tag
I
date.
Love
That's
laser
so
tag.
Up your alley.
Laser, oh, I guess you could
laser
do a laser tag,
tag
date.
I guess.
I just, isn't that a group game?
Well, you don't need to. You can play with a bunch of 5-year-olds.
Okay. Don't put that in. Out of context, that can sound really weird.
You can, like, hop in those random games already going, and most of the time, those are 5-year-olds playing.
That's
so.
True. That's true.
So,
that's what Kate does on her free time. She just hops
plays
in
laser
tag.
Tag.
With 5-year-olds.
Yeah, with 5-year-olds. Yeah, that makes sense.
This is all getting cut.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk
about that. Okay, so you played putt-putt.
I played putt-putt.
Not laser tag.
After the date, I was just like, there's something wrong here. Like, I just didn't feel good about it. I, like, called all you guys, and, you know,
what
and
did
then,
you
like,
talk
we
about?
Just, like, there was talking, but there wasn't that much talking.
There was
but
putting.
There was putting. There was some putting. There was a good putt-putt to talk ratio, but I don't know. I feel like the thing is, here's dating and you're almost 30s, 29. It's like you kind of know what you want and you can follow your instinct way more than you've ever done in dating. Because it's like, okay, like, I've been on, like, these interesting dates, like, cheese man, yellow teeth, water guy.
Been around the block, yeah.
Been around the block, been around the hinge. But you really do know what you want. And you, I like, cut that guy out really quick. Not just because of his yellow teeth, okay? But... Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, Sophie found her person a little younger, but, you know, but it's, I also think that, like, you can meet somebody twice at any time.
Twice.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like, for me, I didn't expect to meet my person younger. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I expected to have, like, so many more experiences and, like, weird things and whatever situations. But I feel like when I did meet him, like, luckily for me, like, I was very ready. Like, I have had so many weird experiences and stuff. And I really was sure of, like, myself and what I wanted, like, similar to what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And for me, like, and I think we both were in the same boat. We were like, wow, we really didn't expect to meet someone this young and be this, like, serious. But I think for both of us, we're like, okay, this is just extra time together to travel and do so many fun things before we have to really, you know, be serious. And like, I think we both don't necessarily want to live in the city when we're older and live somewhere a little bit more like we can...
California.
Maybe. Well, just somewhere where it's, like, not as overstimulating. And it's nice we go out together and, like, do all the fun things that we both would do when we were single, but we just do them together.
Yeah, Sophie doesn't want anybody throwing tomatoes at her.
Yeah.
She's done. She's moving.
I mean, after that incident, I don't know if I can do that. If someone threw a tomato at my kid, bye.
Yeah. Oh,
that's too you far. Are literally being dropkicked across the city.
Yeah.
Across the city. My point is that...
grocery store.
My point is that, like, I can relate to what you're saying. Like, I really do think it's good to be more decisive when you're dating and better understand, like, what you are looking for.
Yeah.
And look out for those things and not waste your time on anyone who's not going to give you that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Very well said.
I also could never see myself having kids in the city.
No.
Like, when I see a mom with, like, holding two kids' hands and they're screaming, I remember...
That,
like,
happens not in the city.
No, but... No. On the subway. Like, on the subway.
Okay.
The germs. Like, the random people...
Well, also, you see a lot of people, like, pushing strollers and walking dogs, and I just can't imagine that.
No.
Like, trying to keep a dog not running into the street and
have a kid. And, like, the dog's, like, trying to lick stuff on the floor.
Yeah.
What if the kid does that?
The kid could try.
Totally. Your kid would do that.
My kid wouldn't.
Eat the tomato thrown at it.
Yep. I actually saw after they threw a tomato, we were walking down the street and there's a bunch of other little tomatoes. And there was a little kid, like, kicking one.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, you do not know what just happened.
Yeah.
I would want to, like, stomp on it if I was a kid.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I don't like tomatoes.
Yeah, don't want to.
You'd be like, yum, can I have a bite? Saving it for later.
Yeah, but that was wild. I also got a lime thrown at me at the bar last night.
Oh, what? That was me.
I got hit in the head and I was like, not again.
Not again. What is happening?
Yeah.
Should have been a tequila shot.
Life is crazy.
But do we want to end with a tarot card segment?
Ooh, yes. We're going to end with some
tarot
cards, baby.
Where are your tarot cards?
All right, so here's what I want you to do, Soph. I want you to think about...
Are you doing a magic
something?
Trick?
I'm blowing in the cards. One will appear in five, four. No, I'm kidding.
Think of a question.
Think of a question.
For who?
In general.
You.
That you want for the future or anything. Think of any
question.
Do I have
to share it?
No, don't share it right now.
Okay, guys.
If you say it out loud, it won't come true.
Duh.
I'm going to fourth wall this.
All right. What do you
Let's
think?
See what she picks.
Let's
what am I
see.
Thinking about?
On a count of three. It's not supposed to be really relaxing. I'm like, let's go.
We're too competitive. This is why we can't play Mafia.
All right, and I want you to pick a card. Any card.
Wait, I'm thinking of a question. I don't know how deep I should
make
it.
Think a question.
Make it as deep as you want.
Okay.
Deep of the ocean.
Okay.
What is a card?
Oh.
It's
the void.
The void. Oh, I love this one.
I think that's ominous. That
it scares
like
me a little bit.
The void. Stop. Embrace winter. Great cosmic womb. What?
Are you going to get pregnant soon?
I think you have
I hope not. Jesus.
Great cosmic womb.
The womb.
Can I just send you a card?
How do we, no.
That card calls you.
Where's the void? Oh, the void. Okay. The void. Page 116. All right. Let's see what it says in here.
It's also alphabetical order if you want to flip to the back.
Let me live. Okay. Sophie, stop. Embrace winter. Great cosmic
I hate womb. Winter. I want spring.
Well, that's why you have to embrace it, because you hate it.
Everything and nothing exists in the void. It's where all life begins and ends. It's the winter and the womb. The fertile darkness where all things originate and all seeds grow. Comforting and intimidating. Freeing and daunting. It can feel both overwhelmingly small and huge. The void is where faith lives. The message of the void is to surrender to the unknown. Ooh.
This is really long. Can we summarize?
Ask ChatGPT.
I'm going to read the next sentence.
Okay.
To allow the fertile darkness of nothingness to nourish the new seeds growing within you. Okay, so what was your question?
Well, you don't have to say it.
It wasn't that deep. I was just thinking about, like, what might have a lot going on at work right now. And, like, what I'm going to do at work and where I'm going to be in 5 years, like, work-wise. And
embrace winter.
Oh, God, I don't like that.
Embrace,
I don't
want to knowing where to be.
I'll be a mother? Winter. What is this?
It says, how are you being called to surrender to the unknown mystery of your life?
I should have said, what am I going to have for dinner?
I thought you were going to say something like that.
So, sushi. Okay. This was, like, nice. I like it.
This is pretty nice.
I think I chose
that card called you.
I think the void is a good one. You probably don't know what's going to happen. And so you got the void card.
You got to embrace not knowing.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I like that. I actually went to... I went to this party last week that had, like, a bunch of different, like, things going on. Like, there was, like, an ice station thing. And then there was also, like, this guy who had, like, a typewriter. And you would talk to him and you would tell him something going on. And he'd ask you all these questions and he'd write a poem for you.
Oh, how sweet.
How much does he make an hour?
What?
I would love to do that. Just hire him.
It was very sweet. And
with a typewriter?
With a typewriter. And I was like, who needs a typewriter anyway? And he, Taylor Swift song. Yeah, he was like, I'm like, has no one said that to you? And he was like, what are you talking about? There's a song about a typewriter. But anyways, he wrote me kind of something similar. It was like, embrace the not knowing and like, life will meet you in the middle. Something like that.
So fitting.
So I guess it's fitting. But it also made no sense. And I'm like, what does this guy know?
Did he say anything about a great cosmic womb?
No.
Anything about darkness?
No.
Voids?
I feel like there was, like, a lightness part, honestly.
Honestly? Maybe. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? Thank you for coming. I really hope... Take care. Make sure you understand that you don't know everything, right?
I do, though.
You don't.
And it's okay.
But I'm here to tell you that every day of your life.
Okay.
Love you. Love you. All right. Okay. Thanks for being here,
Thank you, everyone.
All right.
Ta-ta.
We love you guys. See you next week.